and have a guest in the studio with me who wants to talk about Youth Week. Her name is Amber Ugle Haywood, and she's a Senior Heritage Officer at the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage. Morning, Amber. Welcome back to Noongar Radio.
Good morning. I'm really excited to be back here.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So what do you hope to achieve by being a Youth Week Ambassador?
Yeah, so a Youth Week Ambassador is basically someone who advocates for their peers and raises issues that young people are experiencing in Perth. And, you know, when I first applied for it, I didn't think I was going to get it. And when I did, and when I was successful, I was like, I really want First Nations people to have a voice and a platform in any kind of like media and, you know, anything that's to do with Youth Week. So I guess for me, it was about making sure that First Nations people are represented in leadership positions like this.
Excellent. Excellent. Good on you for stepping up. Okay, so what does this year's theme, Becoming with Others We Dream, mean to you?
Yeah, for me, I guess it's about, you know, everyone has personal achievements and successes, but, you know, when I've had personal achievements and successes, it was really the support of others and, you know, my family really making sure that I'm on the right track. And I think it's about, you know, no matter what you do, if you have a community behind you or someone that's a really nice peer, it's about making sure that everyone's kind of involved. And I think success in long term is definitely a community kind of aspiration. So I guess the whole thing to me is everybody is coming together and moving forward together. So one person's success is everyone's success.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Okay, so how important is it that we hear the voices of young people, particularly young Noongar people like yourself?
I think when you look at like representation across, you know, young people in leadership positions, there's not much representation. And I think everybody kind of faces different issues. And, you know, Noongar people, even recently, you could just see that we do face a lot. And I think it's about making sure that our voices are heard. And for us, you know, it's definitely about making sure that we are represented. And, yeah, I think, you know, our issues are community issues, so...
Yeah. They are definitely community issues. So there's just one day left of Youth Week. What have some of the highlights? Like, you've had this happening, so what's been going on?
Yeah, so I've been really lucky to have an opinion piece published with the National Indigenous Times.
Cool.
And it was just about, you know, my life journey and the theme and how it kind of, like, relates to everyone. And then my other really lucky thing that I've been, you know, had the opportunity to do is to go to different government departments and speak about the issue and Youth Week and everything like that.
Have they been receptive?
Yeah, like it's really interesting. I spoke to a government department on Tuesday and it was like filled with young people. And
the actual government department was filled with young people?
Yeah, well, it was like an event that was aimed at young people and a lot of young people came. And, you know, for me, speaking about my personal journey in front of them was a bit daunting, but, you know, I had people come up to me afterwards and be like, I really relate to this. And I mentioned a lot about how I used to suppress my voice, especially to issues like changing the date of Australia Day. And I guess you could kind of see it resonate with everyone else in that room where, like, you know, you don't know what you want to do and you don't know how you're going to put your hand up to actually make change for that issue. So it was really exciting to see that, you know, non-Aboriginal people were really happy to hear that.
What do you think that is, that not wanting to speak or stand up or something?
I think it's a lot of, well, personally for me, sometimes I get a little bit shame. And I think a lot of people, I definitely think it's a shame thing. And I think what we do sometimes is have like imposter syndrome, like we're not good enough to actually speak on those issues when we actually are. So I think it's a bit of those two.
I think we're more than capable of standing up and speaking for ourselves. And I think the only thing that holds most people back is the feeling that everybody else is against them.
Yeah.
When that is not really the case. If people were able to hear in an articulate manner expressed in detailed understanding and aimed toward the other person understanding, then most people would get behind most things that just about everybody agrees on, but yeah, they don't know that everybody agrees.
Yeah, yeah. I think once one person opens that kind of like floodgate, everybody joins along, and I think that's a lot. It's happening a lot. Like you could see the, if you've been to Change the Date protests on January 26th, each year it's getting bigger and bigger, and you're slowly
I've
seeing
been
that
going
movement.
To protests for the last, good grief, 54 years or something. I think I was 10 when I hit my yeah. first protest with Mum and Dad. And I've been seeing the crowds getting bigger yeah. and bigger and more allies. Many, yeah. many, many more allies. And I think it's great. But people need to actually stand up like you are doing. And I think if more people do and more people understand what's going on for everybody else, then more people would stand up.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be doing next year?
I honestly don't know.
Going to be
know.
Doing this again, being a youth ambassador?
Well, I've been lucky for the past 2 years to be a Youth Week ambassador, and I think with next year they're going to get another person to come in. But I'm hoping to. I think for me, it's about making sure that where my heart goes, my leadership role goes as well. So I guess we'll see what happens, but at this stage, don't really know.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I won't put the pressure on you. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning and talking about Youth Week. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
No worries.